Righteousness brings power. That's going to be the name of this Bible study. The reason why I'm saying it like that is we are a body. If you have cancer in one part of your body, it affects the whole body. Is that not right? If you got a disease in one part of you, it affects the rest of you. Is that not right? So the reason why I'm going to bring this Bible study is not to hurt your feelings, but so that you can get perspective on how I feel. Because I read the Bible and I take it literally. Now, I know that there are some theologians that say, well, God meant this and God meant that, but He really didn't mean it quite like this. He meant it like this. And I'm here to tell you that God knows how to write a book. He doesn't need the advice of men, nor the interpretation, to state what He means. The biggest problem in the church today, the reason why the church does not operate in God's power, is because of the cancer that we allow inside the body. It says, and we'll go even a little further here, it says in the Word that if you have an eye that you cannot control, pluck it out. It says that if you have a hand that steals, chop it off. You see, God says the same thing all the way through the Bible, but people in church do not want to listen because it is not convenient for them. In fact, the reason why the epistles were written was for instruction to the church, those that are saved, so that the church body might become the righteousness of God, so that the gift of the Spirit can flow in the righteous body in order that we might win many to us. Now, yesterday, I told you that the biggest problem with the church is that the people are unholy that are in the church. Didn't I say that? I said that, in fact, people don't have a problem with Jesus. They have a problem with people that say they follow Jesus. Are you hearing me? Now, let me even go a step further than that. Most people will not come against a man or a woman that is truly serving God. Because somehow, supernaturally, God protects that person. But they come against those that are not doing nothing but giving lip service to serving God. I am tired of people coming up to me and pointing out to me different preachers and different people that say that they're serving God, but in the end, they're serving themselves. And I'm here to tell you that because of the failings within the body, because of the flesh that people exhibit, that the world has a dim view of our integrity. Are you hearing me? One of the first things that God wants to work on in your life is your character and your integrity. You are to have a godly character. You are to make your yeas, and your nays, and you are not to be around those things that could be portrayed as evil. I had to give a lecture to a guy the other day who wants to be a minister, and I told him, you cannot be alone with a woman in a car. Amen? You cannot be alone with women in general. Why? Because you are opening up a door where the devil will come in and slam you. And justifiably so, because the Bible says to stay away from the appearance of all evil. Why? So nothing that can be brought against you. Nothing can be brought against you. Don't lie. Why? Because your lies will be found out and your integrity will be dashed. Nobody listens to storytellers. Nobody listens to storytellers. Are you hearing me? Now, I want to be a part of a body that walks in power. You know why I am not going to start a church? I thought about it. Don't tell me I can't do it. I've had invitations to do those things. I can get a church, a building, and do the whole enchilada, but I don't want to walk in the integrity of the present day church. That's somebody else's job. I want to walk in the integrity of true disciples so I can see many miracles. Are you hearing the difference? Because the church is full of sin. And we allow it because you are your brother's keeper. Are you following me? Well, don't judge me, brother, is the first words I look for when I'm listening to a backslidden person. Amen? They'll tell you, well, don't judge me, brother. Take the log out of your eye first. Why? They know they're backslidden. But they know just enough Christian needs that if you don't know what you're talking about, that they will make you feel like you did something wrong this and this. Amen? They are manipulators. And manipulation is as witchcraft. And how many witches do you know that you believe are being blessed? I'm here to tell you that we are to listen to the Bible and make it our lifestyle. Are you hearing me? We are to make it our lifestyle. And we are the body of Christ. And we must cut out the cancer and the growth that are not of God. Now you're sitting there going, Dominic, you're starting to scare me. Good. Do you want to walk in the power of God? I gave a Bible study the other day about aching sin. I did. Why? Because I will not tolerate. Because I want to walk in power. I will walk in power. I, as in the corporate body, us, we, in disciples. Are you hearing me? And if I have cancer, I'm cutting that sucker out. And if I bring correction and it is not received, they're gone. Why? Because I operate in the authority of the Almighty God. I operate in the authority of the Word of God. I abide in the Word. And that Word abides in my heart and you listen to me. I operate in the authority of my God-given right as a steward of a ministry that God has given me. Why? Because I want to walk in power. I want you to walk in power. I don't want you to walk in compromise and failure. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? Father, as I bring this message, I just ask that people receive it in the way it is meant. It is not a lack of love. It is a true love that brings correction to his brother. And Lord, let it be today that people don't misinterpret this, but that they understand the truth that is from you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said, amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Minister as you will. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to 1 Corinthians 5. I said it's going to be a hard message. I have people that are on this campus that want to give testimony. They don't have one. Amen? I have people that want to come and talk to my people about what the Lord has done. He hasn't done nothing. You won't let them. I have people in this place that live in a wrong way. Just because we're a church doesn't mean everybody here is saved. Are you hearing me here today? 1 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, it is actually reported there is sexual immorality among you. What is the biggest sin in the body of Christ? It is not drugs. It is not alcohol. It is not a lust for money. It is a lust for each other. That is the biggest sin in the body of Christ. And it has been since the beginning of time. Are you not the temple of the Holy Spirit? Then why do you let somebody defile God's temple? Are you hearing me here today? This isn't no joke. I'm not laughing. I'm so real right now that everything hinges on these things. Listen to me. I'm not telling you easy. I'm telling you right. Listen to these words. It says here, and such sexual immorality is not even named among the Gentiles that a man has his father's wife. Incest. Now probably, and I don't know this, this is dominant, probably what happened is that this guy's dad was married to a woman and divorced her. Amen? I say probably. And then this guy's son went and got the girl. Do you understand? Because it doesn't say it's really his mom. It says it's his father's wife. Alright? Now the Bible is deep. You gotta read it. And it means what it says. And don't try and slither out of it. Snakes are of the devil. Amen? Don't be a snake. And there's many men in this room that have been snakes in their life. And they slithered here and they slithered there. And there's a lot of you ladies that have been the nest. And I'm here to tell you today, it is not okay. And it is not gonna be okay. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you, the biggest battle you're going to fight is in your stinking mind. If you dwell on it, you're going to do it. It's a question of when. Period. It says, and this guy, and he's talking to this guy, and he says, and you are puffed up. Hey, look what I got. Some kind of pride. Puffed up. And have not rather mourned that he who had done this deed might be taken away from among you. Instruction. This one must be. Are you hearing me? For I indeed, as absent in body but present in spirit, have already judged as though I were present. Some things you already know are wrong without being told. Amen? Him who has so done this deed. In the name of our Lord, Jesus, when you are gathered together along with my spirit with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh that his spirit may be saved in that day of the Lord Jesus. And what does that mean? That means cast him out! Well, that's not of God. Well, then obviously you don't read your Bible where 22,000 were destroyed in a day because of sexual immorality. Apparently God holds aught against these kinds of actions. Amen? Are you not the temple of the Holy Spirit? Were you not bought with the shed blood of Jesus? Do you really think that you are supposed to be in charge of the thing you walk around in, or is God indeed supposed to be the one that's in charge? I said it was a hard message. I wasn't playing. And I don't care. You can tell me you're young, you're old, you're this, you're that. Immaterial! Don't matter. Get a grip on your whatever it is. And choke it until the time is right. Says in verse 6, don't start on me, some of you guys are still telling lies and stories about all that. And when I say guys, I mean girls too. I had this, I had that, you had crap in your hand and called it gold. You had black-hearted witches and demons. Are you hearing me? And said they were all that which is a lie of the deceitful heart, which you also used to have, but today you're not supposed to have no more. God is not accusing you of your past. He's giving you instruction for your future. God is not beating you up about your yesterday, He's talking about your tomorrow. Amen? It says, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of our Lord Jesus. It says, your glorying, which some of you still do, is no good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole loaf? How many people have made bread? And what do you put in it? And yeast will take a little thing and make it a big thing. Right? And that is what God is referring to here. A little bit of a bacteria will infect the whole body. What is yeast? What is it? Does anybody know? Who's been to school and learned about chemical things besides labs and stuff? Somebody tell me later on in writing what you think it is. I'll explain more later. It says, therefore purge out the old leaven. What does that mean? Cast it out! Throw it out, that you may be a new lump, a new body. Since you truly are unleavened, you don't need no bacteria in your body, in Christ. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, the old stuff, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. You're to be sincere and you're to be truthful. Amen? With who? Everybody! You're shucking and you're jiving. Your stories and your fish stories. Your old bringing up the things that should have never been has no use in the body of Christ. It says in verse 9, it says, I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people. It says, don't go visit, don't go talking to them, don't go being around them. That eliminated a good part of our church, wouldn't you say? Of course, I don't visit much, so it don't bother me none. But I'll tell you this, listen to the rest of this. Yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world. He says, look, I'm not including the unsaved. Because if we did that, we'd never be able to witness. He says, I'm not including the unsaved. Right? I'm not including the ones that don't know Jesus. The ones that are still covetous, they want everything. Or extortioner, or idolaters. Since then you would need to go out of the world. What it means is, I'm not talking about the ones that don't know the Lord. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral or covetous. I want it my way. Or an idolater, false gods, usually themselves and somebody else. Or a reviler, somebody that's always down talking everybody around them. Or a drunkard or a drug addict. Or an extortioner, somebody who's always hustling. I said somebody who's always hustling. There's people on this campus that ain't never quit hustling yet. And it says, you are not to keep company with such that are supposed to be your brothers, not even to eat with such a person. Which means that if you sit down with somebody like that, or they come sit with you, you get up and you eat. Ooh, dominant, that's mean. Why? Because they're your brothers and they're your sisters, and they are to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that it is not acceptable. It is a lesson and a teaching to them.
I told you this was a hard lesson. You guys know me at all. You know that's just how I am. I walk right up to anybody and I tell them the truth. But you are supposed to do the same thing. But you got to clean up your life first. You ain't got a witness. You ain't got a witness. You're still blubbering and lying and cheating and stealing and hustling all the time. And you just better stop. Because otherwise you're included in this. Read it for yourself. Not even to eat with such a person. But what have I to do with judging those who are outside? Nothing. Do you not judge those who are inside? Don't you know the truth? Don't you? Says, but those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves that evil person. Now, people, how many people think this is a pretty hard message? The rest of you are probably liars. Why do you think I don't play with people? I want to walk in the glory of God. My desire is to serve God. My desire is to be about the things of God. And my desire is to have the mind of Christ. Now, why were the epistles written? Instruction to the church. Amen? And who are you? The church. Listen to me. There is one set of standards that's for the people in the world. And there's a whole new set of standards for the people that are God's chosen. You are in this world, but you are not to be of this world. You have been called, separated from the blackness and the mess of this world. And the reason why most people don't get saved is because of my so-called brothers and my so-called sisters that have their feet in the world and act just like it, and they speak hypocrisy and lies with their lips, and they lead a lifestyle of sin and destruction. Are you hearing me? Quiet in here. What's the matter? What's wrong? What's wrong? All your joking went away in a hurry. Why? Because you can't stand the truth because you don't like it. Because I told you before I started, it would pierce you. It's a hard truth. Why is it spoken? You need to hear it. It means that if you leave this place and you leave with somebody, I am to treat you like a stinking heathen. I am to separate you wholly from this body. Are you hearing me? So that you will not be leavened, that leavens the loaf. It means that if you are still a liar and a cheat in this body, I will only rebuke you and I will have no pleasant word for you. Why? Because you need to know the truth and you need to act in it. The reason why most people do not find the Lord is because of people's crap between him and them. Now people, I can't be a pastor of a church because I cannot stomach the things that go on in the church. That's why when you talk to me, you just call me Dominic. I didn't ever see anybody say Pastor Jesus either. Are you hearing me? They said, Jesus! And I just want to be a person, but I want to be of the righteous. Amen. I, if I had a church, would throw 90% of the people out. Well, Dominic, how can you say that? Because I got no time for games. Because I know it's better to have a handful of godly people than millions of ungodly. Are you hearing me?
Discipleship is to teach you the truth. Whether you like it or not is immaterial. How many of those words did I make up in that epistle? Now, isn't the epistle instruction to the church? Now you know some of the reasons why I am the way that I am. I don't go play with people that are playing. It's not that I don't love people, it's not that. But I have to let them know, hey, this is wrong, and you cannot be a part of us until you give up. Are you hearing me? And that's for everybody. I will not tolerate sin in this camp. Amen? I'll bring instruction and correction and, of course, a whole lot of rebuke. But in no time am I joking. I am serious. Because I know God needs to be around righteousness. And if you want to flow in the gifts of God, and if you want to flow in the gifts that He has for you as a body, then you must surround yourself with those people that are seeking and thirsting the righteousness of God and are willing to sacrifice and bring themselves into control so that they may have those things. You don't gotta like it. But that don't mean it ain't folks. Are you hearing me? I'm sure that I stomped on almost every foot in this room in one way or another. But it wasn't my intention to stomp. It was my intention to show you what God's heart is. A little leaven leavens the whole loaf. One cancer spreads throughout a body. Are you hearing me? And it cannot be accepted. And it cannot be ignored. You must live by the standard of the living God. Now you're going to say, well, brother, I thought we were saved by grace. Yeah, you can be saved. I believe that. The Bible says you can't. But if you want to walk in the power of God, it's going to take effort. Amen. I'm not going to give my whole life to live in mediocrity. Are you hearing me? I'm going to give my whole life to walk in power. And if people around me are the ones that are holding me back, then I'm going to cut them loose so that I might achieve the goal. Now, today, people, I'm going to ask you to think about what I just said. I'm not asking you to do anything. Just think about it. Because in the end, this is instruction to you. Not for me. I didn't write it. I'm telling you, the biggest problem in the church is sexual immorality. And a lot of you guys talk about it so much you stir it up. And if you're stirring it up and your brother or sister is stumbling because you can't quit talking about it, you are guilty. Amen? What I want you to know is that you must read the word, accept it, and walk it out. Now, myself, I practice this. Amen? What does that mean? It is part of my lifestyle. I won't sit there and associate with people that are knowingly and willingly doing wrong. I will not be around them. I won't have them around me. Why? Because they need to know that I'm not the one that's strange. They are. People are always telling me things like, well, Brother Dominic, not many people are like you. But why not? Why not? Why do they live in compromise? Why don't they live by the Word of God? Why? And the answer is, because they don't want to. It's not. If you want to walk in the power of God, then you must live by every word of God that proceeds out of His mouth. And people, that's Jesus talking to you. Amen? Father, I love you, God. And let it be today, Lord, that each person in this room just absolutely receives this the way it was meant. It is instruction, Lord. That's all it is. And let it be that they receive it, that they walk in it, and that they become your child this day. In Jesus' name I pray. And everyone said,